Let's go in and talk first of all about fibromyalgia from the standpoint of how frustrating it is. And the reason it is frustrating is because the person that's suffering from it knows that there's something wrong, and seriously wrong, because the way the muscles become sore and stiff becomes so debilitating that it's difficult for them to get out of bed, function, sit for any length of time, stand for any length of time. So there's something seriously wrong, but they're not sure what it is. So what they'll do is they'll go to a doctor, and a doctor doesn't really have any more of a clue, truthfully, than the person themselves for the most part. Now, that is changing as we're having more people actually experience fibromyalgia. In fact, the National Fibromyalgia Association said about 4 years ago that there were as many as 10 million Americans who suffer from it, and most of those people are actually midlife women. But what has happened since that study was taken is that it's increasing at a significant rate, and it's not only just affecting women, but it's affecting men. Doctors have always thought that this is a psychosomatic illness, meaning that it's in your head, and in a lot of ways they were right, but they didn't know what they were looking for. Psychosomatic means that it's a form, maybe an outcome of depression or pessimism or whatever it may be, and that it isn't really an ailment itself or a syndrome itself, but it's just something that is just more maybe because you're overly tired or maybe because you're just having a down day and so forth. So in that kind of approach, for a long time, doctors haven't taken it seriously, and as a result, they really haven't looked at any way to be able to treat it other than to just go in and tell you you're depressed and put you on antidepressants. And that certainly adds a lot of insult to injury. The person that suffers from it, the pain is real, it's excruciating, and it's constant. In fact, when a lot of people that I work with, I ask them, how does it feel, or try to explain how it feels to me, and that's what you want to